Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
We've spoken before about the importance of goals and how they keep us motivated and moving forward within our lives. But how do you set your goals up? Each of us will have different things that we want to achieve in our lifetimes, and they'll come at different points in our lives as well. But this doesn't mean that the way we go about setting those goals will be necessarily different. More often than not, the reason why people don't achieve what they want to is because they approach their goals in the wrong way. The way we set our goals and plan for them can be a massive helping hand when the time comes to actually achieve them. So, the question now left to ask is, how do you set your goals? Just to reiterate, goals are different for everyone. What you might consider success, the next person might not. In fact, they might even consider it a failure. But that doesn't mean it is. Whatever's considered a goal to you is worth striving for, no matter how small it is. Now that that's out the way, let's talk about the first mistake people make when setting out their goals. For a lot of people, making the most out of life is the most desirable thing to do. And to achieve that, there'll likely be a lot of things that they wish to do. They might want to travel the world, get super fit, have a great career in a really difficult industry, get married and have children, or just simply relax. Whatever it is, they want it. But the mistake is made by wanting it all at the same time. One thing that all goals share is that they require determination and persistence to achieve. But the main difference between them is that the skills required for each individual goal change, and they cannot be transferred. For example, you can't apply the skills needed to climbing up the corporate ladder to that of travelling the world. Whilst they both take time and patience to complete, the skills needed to complete them couldn't be further apart. And this is the biggest mistake that people make. Research has shown that multitasking isn't as helpful as it may appear. The reason being that when you multitask, everything that you're working on is always being held back by another thing. Essentially, you never give 100% of your time and effort to one particular item, meaning that the quality at which it's completed isn't as good as it possibly could be. If we apply that logic to your goal setting, wanting to achieve three separate goals at the same time could end up in you not achieving any of them, or achieving them but not to the standard that you desired. What you may find as well is that you don't stop at three goals. You may have 5, 7, 10. You may have infinite. Experts have debated what the perfect number of goals is, with some saying as little as 3, and others arguing that it could reach double figures and beyond. But in reality, there's no true right answer. What you feel like you can do and achieve is up to you. You just have to make sure that you don't overwhelm yourself by your own ambition. With all that said, however, that doesn't completely rule out the possibility of achieving multiple goals at the same time. It can be done, but it's very difficult, and it often relies on you as a person, how resilient you are, persistent, patient, hard-working. But even if you are all those things, and then some, the road can still be tough. So take care when you're choosing your goals. It's great to understand the pitfalls and helping hands of goal setting, but it's all in vain if you don't know the types of goal. As mentioned a moment ago, goals, regardless of what they might be, do share some similarities. But besides similar traits needed to achieve them, the other commonality between them is time. However, just like the skills needed, the time it takes for each goal is different. For example, getting fit and starting a business aren't on the same timescale. One might take a few weeks, and the other could take tens of years to get close to completing, but even then, it still might not be finished. What I'm trying to say is that there are many different variables when it comes to setting your goals. It's important to know this, because achieving some goals can lead onto bigger and better things. Not only that, but it can give you a better idea of what is currently achievable to you in the current moment. When you know that, you can start to focus on that particular goal. So, here are the four main types of goal based around time. Starting off, we have stepping stone goals. These types of goals get the ball rolling with the idea in mind that they'll lead to longer and bigger goals in the future. Let's say you want to get fit. A stepping stone goal for you might be to purchase a gym membership. This can force your hand to go to the gym so you don't end up wasting your money. That in itself could be another stepping stone goal. Maybe after a few sessions, you set yourself another one. Go to the gym 3 times a week. These small victories, regardless of the bigger picture, build and build like bricks. A single stepping stone goal on its own may seem insignificant, but it's a start. Slowly but surely, you can add to them, and before you know it, you could be looking at the next step. After stepping stone goals, there's short-term goals. Now, to be clear, the term short-term doesn't always mean that they're that short. Usually, short-term goals will typically last a few months to a few years. However, depending on the goal itself, they could last a little bit longer. If we take our goal of getting healthy, a short-term goal that could be introduced could be to start and stick to a balanced diet. Diets typically don't last for a few weeks, rather the foreseeable future. The reason that diets would be considered a short-term goal as opposed to a long-term goal is because the initial challenge of sticking to that diet is the goal itself. Once you've overcome that, it's part of your routine and thus allows you to move on to the next step. Now, long-term and short-term goals are similar in many ways. The main difference between them is just the time it takes to complete. While short-term goals would typically last a few months to a few years, long-term goals will always last years, usually somewhere in the region of 5 to 10 years. However, just like short-term goals, they can last longer. Let's say that you've been going to the gym consistently for a good number of years. You're in the best shape of your life, your diet is good, you're well rested, and now you're looking ahead to complete your next goal, completing a marathon. Marathons take a long time to train for, given that running 26 miles is no mean feat, but they are doable. It just takes time and dedication to complete. Another long-term goal for you could be to maintain your lifestyle. It's as simple as that. All you have to do is stay healthy and fit for another 10 years and see where you are then. Like I said, there's not much difference between this and short-term goals. The biggest difference between them is time. And finally, the last stage when it comes to goal setting based on time are lifetime goals. Your lifetime goal is your main ambition, the one that will take most of your life to complete, and the one that you want more than anything else. It's where you want to be and who you want to be that you're working towards. It does take time, and it will be difficult, but that doesn't mean that it's impossible. We all have them. If you don't know it now, don't worry about it. You've got your entire life to work it out. But only you will know what your lifetime goal is, and only you will know how much you want to achieve it. Goals keep us going in life. They make our lives interesting. They give us motivation and ambition to be and do better. But knowing what makes a goal, and knowing how to set them up, will put you on the right path to achieve them. And when we do that, our lives can be better for it.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.